Now, Sanooj joins us to look at some of the stories doing the rounds, certainly on his desk today. News from the subcontinent, Sanooj. Sri Lanka, first of all, to produce its first electric supercar. So, not a headline I would have expected today.
Surprising headline, and the country is on track to have its first fully electric supercar called Vega unveiled in December, and the company behind this project is a software firm called CodeGen, and it has gathered more than 20 experts from various fields, and they initiated this project, in fact, in April. The amount invested in this ambitious project is not exactly known, but those behind it say it is an example that Sri Lanka can take on projects of this magnitude and successfully deliver as well.
So, a domestic project, but that's fine. The investment is interesting, but I want to know what the car's going to be like. I mean, that's what we all want to know.
Well, it's apparently designed and engineered to have an acceleration of 0 to 100 kilometers per hour in less than 4 seconds. It's targeting a top speed of 220 kilometers per hour and a travel capacity of 390 kilometers with one charge. And it said the vehicle would weigh around 1,400 kilograms on completion. And again, you know, one of the most interesting aspects is definitely the fact that this super electric car will be completely made from scratch in Sri Lanka, except for the two motors and the battery cell, which will be brought down from the US. And after the completion of this particular project, there are also plans to look at, you know, manufacturing electric cars meant for domestic consumption, three-wheelers as well meant for domestic consumption running on electricity.
What do they manufacture at the moment? Is there any car manufacturing in Sri Lanka?
They don't have any domestic big-name manufacturers right now, and that is one main reason, because jumping from not just a conventional passenger car, directly delving into a supercar, again, running on electricity. So that's the reason why this is being closely watched, and they have plans to unveil a prototype in December.
I mean, it's a market ripe for the picking, really, isn't it? Because what have we got in electric car terms? We've got the Prius, the hybrid vehicles from Japan, which have caught on to some extent. Mm-hmm. Tesla,
yeah.
Which is kind of captured some people's imagination, but that's still very expensive. It's just not what you expect from Sri Lanka. So we've got 0 to 100 kilometres an hour in 4 seconds. That's better than your car, Hershey.
It sure is.
And you have a speedy little monster car. The range is really good. That's Abu Dhabi and back and then some, 390 kilometres. Top speed of 220 is not bad.
Yep.
It's one of those slightly outlandish stories, and that's two stories in 2 days. We had the Slash story yesterday, which is the shopping festival in Sri Lanka, and we've got a supercar today. What's tomorrow? I don't know. Tournament to send people to the moon?
You never know, because there is a lot of emphasis on different sectors of the market. Tourism is definitely the mainstay, but investors, their companies, they are looking at options in different sectors, trying to diversify the economy.
I suppose you won't even need any really electrical outlets to plug it into, because it travels so far. Because the problem with an electric car, really, in some countries, is that you need to put in the outlets to be able to plug it in. Otherwise,
having
what
those charging stations.
Exactly.
And again,
that's
this is
right.
A sports car. It's not something that's targeted at the mass passenger segment. You know, if it is a passenger car, definitely you would need more of those charging stations and ensure that the infrastructure is in place.
Also, if you're looking at a supercar, it's about the noise factor as well, isn't it? You have the Ferraris and the Lamborghinis. You get the revving of the engine. You don't get that with electric cars,
that's
do you?
That's right, yeah.
Let's take a look at your second story here, Sanooj, in India. India needs $250 billion over the next 5 years to meet energy needs. So what are they going to do?
They are trying to diversify their current mix, because providing 24-hour electricity to the country's 1.3 billion citizens has always been the promise made by successive governments in power. But it's said that achieving that target is quite remote. Now, the new government has also come out with its own ambitious plan. In fact, it set 2019 as the target for achieving power surplus. Currently, more than 50 million homes are not connected to the grid. Many businesses still rely on costly diesel generators. In 2012, there was a massive power outage because one of the major grids connecting northern India collapsed, and that outage lasted for 3 days. And there have been backlash from different sections of the population. So it's said that around $100 billion of the new investment would be in the renewable sector, $50 billion in actually trying to improve transmission and power lines. Again, there's not much emphasis on expanding into the nuclear sector. In the past, you know, when the government came out with details of its projects in the power sector, it's been connected to the nuclear sector, but this time around there's not much emphasis. They're mainly focusing on solar energy, other sources of renewable energy. That seems to be the mix.
It's interesting this, because you look at 250 billion, and in terms of India, with the population, the size of India, 250 billion doesn't seem an outrageous amount of money. I know it is, and I'm not being trite about this, but it's the timeline, Sanuj, isn't it? It's over the next 5 years.
Over the next 5 years, yeah.
Short term.
And coming up with those funds, you know, whether it'll be looking at international assistance or, well, from where will the money come? These are also some of the challenges that the government will have to face. And when you have a target of 219 to go power surplus, you know, when you have already stated that, then always the public's attention is going to be on that.
For sure. Sanuj Sharif from the ARN News Centre. Always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.